Hey y'all, we are back again in the Wolf Den, and we got a special guest today. We are having high tea with the queen in the building. I am so thankful my sis stopped by to have some gems with us. We talking about thoughts. So buckle up, buttercups, get your tea ready because we gonna spill a little bit in a good
Yes.
way. In a good way. How you been doing?
I am wonderful. I actually can't complain because guess what? Even if I do start to complain, who's going to give a shit? So I'm wonderful. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm just keeping on trucking, keeping that train on the track. Choo, 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 choo.
Period.
That part right there, point blank and. Yes, ma'am. So let's get some updates with you. What you've been going, what's been going on with you, madam?
Well, for starters, sis, Happy New Year. Let me start by saying
New
that.
Year. Happy New Year. Yes.
Even though we talk often, we haven't had a chance to tell each other, face to face, Happy New Year. So
Right.
Happy New Year. You said, what do I have going on?
Yes.
At this point, ask me, what don't I have going on?
And who?
Humbly.
That's the real question. Because
Ooh, okay.
we releasing
Man.
music. I think I thought I saw you in a couple of films. I'm not sure. Maybe on. I mean, shit.
Man.
Busy, busy, busy.
Man, here's the thing. You and I are big on manifestation, right? And I'm gonna start by, this is how I'm gonna start explaining to you everything that I have going on. First of all, I'm gonna take it back, what, about 3 years now when you and I met? Four, going on 4 years.
On all four.
And yep, we both sat in your backyard with the greenery. We had the alcoholic beverages, we had the trees blowing, and the atmosphere was just so calm and tranquil. And we sat there and we manifested, right?
Sure
And
did.
we both share with each other the things that we would like to see come to pass, long term and short term. And
Right.
I think we're doing amazing with our manifestations because, for starters, remember how I used to cry to you and tell you, no one supports me. I don't have any sponsorships. I don't even know how to gather a sponsorship. Let me start off by saying Young Power Foundation did get sponsored by UCLA. So we're,
Wonderful.
yes. So we're taking all of the necessary steps, for registration. Everything is like covered through UCLA. Actually, I just got it, had the pleasure of taking a few of my family members to the LA Opera at the Music Center this following weekend. It was amazing. Shout
Wow.
out to UCLA. Shout out
It's
to Annenberg. Shout out to Annenberg Foundation. Shout out to everybody who has been supporting me from the beginning up until now. We're
right.
not, this is not the end. We're not at our final destination. No, we're not rich and wealthy yet. Well, in spirit we are, but intangible, no, not yet, but we're getting there.
We
Also,
coming.
also, we also spoke about me singing because we introduced ourselves to each other. We grew very close. And I share with you that one of my major passions was singing.
Right.
I'm an artist at heart. So even though I didn't have, the artist behind my name, I'm an artist at heart. I'm a natural born artist. So I'm proud to say that January 1st, 2024, I dropped my first single.
Congratulations, because this is a baddie. I wanted
And
to play for the people for a little in a minute. In a minute, I'm gonna give them a little
of
taste.
course. Yep, dropped my first single. And then I have, this upcoming Sunday, I am back in the studio for my second single.
Work it
So
out,
I'm
work
working.
it out, work it out.
Working.
Yes. Yep.
Working. We're working.
I
Yeah.
love it. I love it. That's awesome.
I'm also, look, I got so much. You want me to keep going or you want me to stop? Because
Yes, please.
I'm also a case manager. I just got promoted to case management on February 1st. at my staff, my job. I'm still a working woman. I still work. We hit the pavement and we say we go. All we know is go. You
Right.
know what I'm talking about, Max.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just really pulling my energy back in 2024 and putting it into me. And it feels damn good.
I know it
It
do.
feels really good. Yeah,
I
it
know it
does.
do. Them shoes fit very well. Yes, ma'am. Well,
Yeah.
look, I want to get into this episode because I don't want to take up too much time because the working woman got to get her rest. You know what I'm saying? Me.
Man.
So I have some thoughts I wanted to share with you, and I wanted to get your insight if you don't mind.
All right.
All
Let's
right.
go, sir.
Okay. So I was chilling. You know how I be doing. I chill and I think. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
And
I know.
I'm trying to understand why these grown ass men holding their penises while they sleep. Like, is that like a comfort thing? They miss their mama? Are they cold? I didn't know balls got that cold. Like, I mean, they hold on to them for dear life. And I just, you ever had that experience where you just like, boys, you holding your, do you need a hug? Why is you holding your whole balls in your hand? Sleep.
So funny that you asked that question because I made a comment the other day on social media and I said I sleep like a baby sucking her thumb, right? I think that's like a comfort mechanism for suckers and bitch ass niggas, if I should say so myself.
Hi, tea with the queen.
Maybe they're holding their nuts so we won't be able to grab them and have our way with them type shit. Who knows, man? Maybe it itches.
Oh shit, I didn't even
Have
think about
you ever thought of that?
just scratching in the night. Damn. Itchy ball syndrome. I gotta put that on the list of reasons why these motherfuckers doing that. Because it's very discerning. Very
I
discerning.
got so many thoughts about that.
And I'm just like, I walk in the room and you know what I'm saying? Not currently. But previously I walked in the room and just been like, what motherfucker holding this own shit? Well, who what I'm supposed to hold? You if you holding your dick, what I'm gonna grab my own shit? I don't think so. Yeah. Look, honey,
No.
I don't know. But it is one of them thoughts I'll be having. I'm just like, just somebody please give me some insight. Cause I just don't understand it. I just be thinking they balls be cold, but I ain't never felt a cold ball. But maybe that's why.
Ain't that some weird shit?
Girl, boo. Can you imagine if we would have
Maybe.
seen holding our shit?
Maybe they ball swollen from cheating so much. Who knows?
Stop it. Girl, let me hear some tea.
Yeah, hold on.
But look, I was chatting it up with this chica, right? And she was explaining how it's kind of good to be in an open relationship. And I'm like, you mean open like y'all go outside or open like y'all fucking other people and each other? Because, back in my day, that was known as a train being ran. So exactly what we doing with the whole open relationship thing? Why people think that's the thing to do and be proud of doing? And mentally, I would think that'd be a little bit torturous, tremendous for people to, okay, I'm dealing with you and I know you dealing with somebody else, probably dealing with somebody else, probably dealing with somebody else. And it don't affect them no kind of way. I'm just like, I can't do open. Open. So that means I gotta pay for that dick and that dick and that dick. No, I'm not paying for dick. It seemed like it's a dangerous situation, and really both motherfuckers involved gotta really not give a fuck about nothing.
I agree. I
Yeah,
agree.
yeah. Because all the open relationships I didn't know about, the motherfuckers and failed miserably, went down them flames.
Well, you know what? I was my auntie, resting in peace, she was in an open marriage. They were married.
Whoa, Jack.
And yeah, they were married. And she passed on now, and she wouldn't give a damn if I tell her business anyway. So they were swingers. They used to like to, it was like really open, like, open sex type shit, And they were the best of friends. They were the best of friends. Now, I can't say he didn't lie to her and she didn't lie to him because I don't know. However, it depends on a person and a person's personality. It depends on a person's confidence level. And like you said, some people just don't give a damn about themselves. So how could you ever expect for them to give a damn about you? They're going to do what they want to do regardless. Regardless. But as for me and my house, the only thing opening in a relationship is going to be my mouth and my legs.
That
If
part.
I would say an open relationship, I would say let's be open mentally, spiritually, not physically. Because like you said, that's just too much DNA swinging back and forth. And in this generation,
It ain't safe.
yeah,
It
it
ain't safe.
ain't safe. It
I think
ain't
a
safe.
lot of
It ain't safe.
people find themselves in open relationships because the other person might have cheated, and they figure, well, if I allow you to do this, then can we still stay together in some type of way or form? And I think that's like a hold on mechanism. So whatever you do, it's okay. We gonna still be together. Hold on mechanism. And I'm just like, you gotta learn to let go. And just
Yeah.
let go. Everything not in bold. Just let it go.
Bye. Bye.
It ain't safe. It ain't safe.
Bye. Hey, I ain't in the line of keeping men where they don't want to be kept. I ain't in the line of teaching a man how to treat me. I ain't in the line of teaching a man how to be a gentleman because I'm not a man. I'm just not in the line. I look. I don't get in line. I don't get in line.
Can't do it. Can't
I
do it. I totally
don't.
understand that. I scan and go in Sam's Club. I'm not waiting in line, motherfucker. I gotta get the fuck up. No. Under no circumstance will be in line. Never. No.
Oh, nope.
Now, I want to switch on to our ladies, right? Well, more often I would say women. Why fuck they baby hair starting way the fuck back here, queen? Why folk fuck they starting way back here, queen? And they swoop that
Oh,
shit
my
to their fucking
God.
eyebrow and they hook it. They hook it. And I'm just like, sis. We all got our weaknesses and shit. If you got a little thin edge and whatnot. But these bitches are some way, they come way back here with it. And then just and I'm just like, sis.
Bro,
What we doing? Why is you what ain't baby's hairs the little baby hairs? Ain't that what that's called? Because I thought baby hairs. You couldn't even do nothing with them, but just kind of delay it like that. These motherfuckers is coming way back here and parting the shit, and then they swoop this shit up. When we start doing that with baby hair? Because I can't even go outside, queen. I can't go outside with this shit. What is they
here's a
doing?
disclaimer. Here is a MFN disclaimer. Let me share something with y'all really quick on this subject, right? So I was walking through the store and my hair was all laid and swooped, just like how you were saying it, right? So the man was like, excuse me. And I was like, yes. He was like, I like your baby hair. I was like, sir, I'll have you know these are adult hairs. So it's a big difference between adult hairs, elderly hairs on a young person, and baby hairs.
Lord have mercy. Lord
And
have
you know they selling them tattoo baby hairs, right?
mercy. I mean, I'm all for giving the woman confidence. You got shit going on. We, like I said, we all got our weaknesses, but baby, you're not finna catch me buying no baby hair tattoo shit stick on the side of my fucking head. I'm just gonna put a hat on. Like, why you got the torment folks? And then we ain't supposed to say nothing. We supposed to be nice about it and don't call a motherfucker out like, oh shit. Am I not supposed to say nothing about your baby slash hair that you just added? Like, why?
Yeah, it should. You know how they say like at a certain age you're no longer what they call it. You're no longer a side chick. You're a side hen
Oh,
or
yeah.
a cougar or something like
Oh, yeah.
that. It
Oh, yeah.
should be like an age limit to where you could call it baby hairs. Because like I
Indeed.
said, we got the adult hairs, the elderly hairs, and then we got the baby hairs.
And the baby hairs is generally for minors, but I get it. A lot of people got, it's a, I guess, a trend now, which is going to lead me to my next topic with these goddamn lace fronts. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who this motherfucker was that then brought out lace fronts, but look, Look, I did not go to paint class. I don't even who was the motherfucker that said you got to glue this shit on your fucking scalp? Then you gotta spray it, saute it, marinate it. Then you gotta match your scalp color, and then you gotta melt some shit on, and then you gotta wrap it, and then you gotta blow dry it again. Where you going? You got to do all that.
Hey, that sounds like a wig BBL. Huh? That's a lot, bro. That is a lot. I mean, I love them, but after like an hour, I'm pulling that shit off. It's coming off.
I can't
We
even
ain't
get
even
in them
gonna play
mother.
with it.
I can't even get in. Girl, I tried one of them. What's they call them the frontal one and just the front part shit. Girl, bitch looked like Eddie Munster. That shit was that hairline with the bow, widow's peak, and then just straight across. I'm like, wait, this don't look right. I don't think this how it's supposed to look. Legit. I'm like, ain't nobody hairline
No.
goddamn perfect. Is she supposed to?
Max, because you know we got a widow's peak. We established that at my dinner table. We got widow's peak. So we got to be very careful with the 360
Girl,
wig frontal. 360 wig frontal.
I didn't get the memo and shit. Girl, I'm swearing. By the time she put that shit on my head, I ain't no, I'm not tripping off the installer because she did what she's supposed to do. It's just that shit ain't for everybody. And I swear, I got up from that chair. All I could hear was goddamn monsters playing in the background. I'm just like, this is not what we doing today. You know, I want long, luxurious hair too, but I don't want to look like no fucking Eddie Munster or the nigga off Pulp Fiction. Honey, no. I could not get no boyfriend with that. No.
No, for real. And hey, you said a lot of steps when you was explaining how the different stages of like what you have to do. So I be skipping steps and shit. I be cheating and shit. I just tack that shit on and slam the combs up in the braid. You know, my hair nappy anyway, so it's gonna hold on till I get off work.
That
So
part.
I just be pushing that shit up in the braid. I don't do all of that spraying all of that. My edges. You know, I'm begging on the
Intact.
edges. I'm begging.
Intact because that I
No,
swear.
I need all the edges I can get. So if you can set up a GoFundMe account for my edges, I'll be cool with that.
Don't find me getting started. We're gonna set it up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? We got to help all the ladies beneath them edges. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a terrible tragedy going on around here. You know, shit, I have that problem myself. I just don't give a fuck no goddamn more. I got more
Me
shit
neither.
to worry about that. Like, it's called rent and mortgage. You know, hey,
No, for real.
I'm just saying. I
For
will
real.
go, hey, look, we just gonna push this to the front and let it hang.
We gonna just start swooping it. You see my ponytail? My mama was like, "So you not gonna flat iron it?" I was like, "You gonna flat iron it? I got shit to do."
Hunty, we ain't got time to sit in the chair all day and then sit in the chair all day. No, and thank you. You know what I'm saying? Look, another one.
Max, you gotta let them know. The grind ain't pretty, but we are, so it don't even matter.
Boom. All day, every day. Understand it, people. Indeed, indeed. Look, sis. Here's another one of them thoughts I was having, right?
Oh, yeah.
They come. They come and I just be by myself and I just be like, damn, I gotta write this shit down, you know? And there's no slight to nobody's sexuality because you fuck who you fuck. I don't get paid off nobody pussy and dick, so I don't give a fuck where you go with it. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a question. I just want to know. For some lesbians to hate men so much, why the fuck they got so many strap on? Because ain't a strap on a reminder of a man? You
Pretty
tell
much a strap on is a reminder of a man. I have to take my AirPods off for these. Can you hear me?
I got you. I hear you. I don't understand. Like you hate men so much, but you got 12 different strap-ons. Like there's other ways to please a woman. So why are you intimidating? Like, why are you imitating something that you hate so much?
I feel like the person that's taking it is probably bisexual, and she's not even down with just the oral, because after oral, you want the whole full package. You want to get put to sleep straight up, right?
Downtown,
So,
booty hole bride.
yeah, right. And then at the end of the day, I feel like the top, because they're considered a top, the ones that wear the strap on, if I'm correct. The top already mentally feels that she's a mask, she's of a masculine energy. So maybe when she put the strap on, she think it's really her. I'm just thinking.
I'm gonna have to take a goddamn poll, and I hope nobody get offended around here, because I'm just, I want to know, but I don't want to know personally. I'm just concerned because you can't go around being something you hate. It's not healthy. You know what I mean? You want to sit
That's what.
in these groups and talk about how much men ain't shit and this and that and the third and what you can do better and this and that, but in the end result, you run to the same thing a man does, which is pull his dick out. I don't know either. These are just my thoughts. These are just my thoughts.
I'm just saying.
I just want to share my thoughts with the queen, you know, this evening. I appreciate you. I sure do.
Oh yeah, that's a good thought. See, and they don't even know that we sit up and we just talk back and forth and we come up with some really good thoughts.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, this is one of my last little randoms that's in here, you know. Now you see your timeline, you know, women be on there doing their thing, and men too. I'm not just talking about the ladies, I'm talking about men too. Gorgeous. Adonises, goddesses, absolutely phenomenal bodies, phenomenal faces, all the whole thing, the society thinks they're pretty, all that is wrapped up, right? Why the fuck are they showing their body off free?
I'm about to just start ghost riding my whip right now because let me tell you, I'm so glad you asked that. I can't speak for the circus and the clowns that are in the circus, but I can speak for Queen. Every time I see someone on social media outside in nothing but pure 100% lingerie, I say the same thing, and I've been saying it forever. Couldn't be me, bro. Couldn't be me. You're going to have to pay me to take a lingerie picture for Instagram. And then at the end of the day, you only get like 13 likes, bro.
It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
Cut that shit out.
You know, because my thing is, okay, look, it's platforms for everything we do in this world. You got motherfuckers that like feet, that like ass, that like squirters, whatever it is that they like, there's a platform for it, BDSM, all that. Why are you mixing such a high quality product on a free platform? So do you not get paid for your services? Or are you like a free prostitute? I'm trying to understand why these people think it's okay. Let me get this V down here. And I'm just looking like, sir, do you know GQ magazine will pay you well for those type of shots?
You know what? At this point in time, I'm starting to think that it's safe to say that motherfuckers just out here craving attention. And you can be moving, you can be moving real fast and going absolutely nowhere, even faster.
Right.
And I think that's the case, sis.
Right, right. I'm talking about grandmas. These motherfuckers, they in stature and age, and you know, and I'm just like, it's cool. You look great. Don't get me wrong, I'm not jealous. You look fucking amazing. It's why I feel like you should be on a platform getting paid for looking like that. You obviously work out, you obviously eat good. Why are you here on free 99?
I got my hand raised.
Yes, queen.
If I should say so myself, yes, you old ass ladies be looking real beautiful. They got some beautiful bodies. They be twerking. They be twerking. But I agree with you, Max. I know there's a website for like fine ass great grandmothers or something that you can go get paid from.
Exactly. And it won't be such a shock for you to be on there. It's a shock when a person is not looking or expecting that. And boom, here's your uterus on my timeline. I'm like, yo, Jack, please put your clothes back on. You do not know me like that, ma'am, sir. You know, wow. You know,
yo.
Don't need that Christian side of you. You know, I just don't need it.
I don't need that in my life, Max, man. I need this type of energy in my life. Like, literally, and the grandma be pretty.
Yes, be fine. Like, I'm not going to take nobody flowers. These folks be fine. You know, males, females, in between, whatever, be looking good. But you
Hey,
just.
you want to know what I just thought about? If we can find some granny to do like a seductive video, we can call it Nothing with Nana or Gargling with Gigi or something. I mean, shit, they doing it.
You know what? I was gonna wait till after we were done to light this up, but I think on that note, this was a perfect time to take my medicine because Nothing with Nana, that sounds like a children's book. I'm just saying.
Hey, straight nothing with Nana.
Lord have mercy. Gargling with Gigi, really, sis? Gargling with Gigi? See, y'all didn't know.
Hey.
Boy. Queen talks shit, y'all just don't be y'all better start listening. You know what I'm talking
I
about?
don't know how to act. You know what? I
Honey,
don't know how
cheese.
to act, and I admit it. And you know, I just feel like I'm tired of being this. No. I speak when spoken to, yes, but when I have something to say, God damn it, I'm gonna say what I gotta say.
It's going down.
And this is going down. So
All the
keep
way.
me happy. Keep
Yes,
me happy.
that's that.
Keep me
That's
happy.
your best bet. That's your best motherfucking bet. Look, one more, because I suffer from this sometime, and I just need to talk to my sister to see if I'm alone. I was sitting on my bed, right, and I'm looking for my phone, and I'm looking, and I couldn't find it. And I'm looking. And I just kept feeling this vibration feeling, and I'm just like, where the fuck is my phone? Girl, it was my pussy. My pussy was vibrating. I'm just like, why the fuck is my pussy vibrating like that? Out the fucking blue. Out the fucking blue. I'm getting the WebMD out and calling the doctor. I'm like, why? Why am I in this stage of life and my pussy just start vibrating and shit? What the fuck is wrong with me? Motherfucker said it's normal. Girl, don't get old, because I don't know what the fuck is happening to my body.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was looking for my phone for 6 hours. Hey, what the fuck is going on?
It was your peace.
It was the hoota coota wooter. She did down there gyrating and pop locking and shit. I think she was having some flashback back in the day and shit. It's so hard on the player. And people be like, well, why don't you get that little toy that your man can control with their little. No, bitch, because I vibrate on my own. I don't need this nigga controlling nothing. This is stupid. You don't even understand my plight. You know, I'm like, God damn. Anybody else pussy vibrate out there? Because I'm scared.
Honestly, I can't even say my pee vibrate. It will vibrate if like it's a fine ass man and he come like in my area, like say for instance he passing by and he be like, excuse me. It might like go like this or something, but it's not gonna like just stay like that. Sorry, Max. Idiots are gonna start calling me now.
Oh,
But yeah, no, I can't help you in that area. No, it doesn't vibrate on its own.
I knew something was out there when that goddamn doctor was lying to the motherfucking talk about calm down. My ass, motherfucker, what you mean, calm down? I don't have no
Mama.
JJ fingers no more. Motherfuckers, I'm feeling vibrations. Shit.
Look, in the words of my mama, you need to go to urgent care.
You know that's where I went. Motherfucker will tell me ain't nothing wrong with your shit. And I'm like, you need to use another machine or something because this is not normal, sir, madam. You know, girl, gonna tell me it's your pelvic floor overactive. Why? I don't have children. I don't do Kegels like that, motherfucker. I'm just chilling.
I was about to say, what's up in there?
Girl, what's up on where? This is my cup.
No, up in your feet to
Nothing.
make it vibrate.
Nothing. Just the muscles. Just the muscles and shit. I'm just
You
like,
been lifting weight with it? Have you
little
been
bit.
lifting weight with your feet?
Little bit. I've been taking
Okay, yeah.
dashes from Scorpio Stinger. You know them up. God damn.
And you probably been bench
Probably what
resting
it
and
is. That's probably what it is. That goddamn baby arm. That nigga had an apple. He was holding the apple. You know, that's what that was. Dang, I knew you was gonna help me figure this shit out. Fuck them doctors, you know?
Man, you know I'm smart. You know I'm smart.
My word. Shit. Man, I'm so glad you stopped by the Wolf Den this evening and chopped it up with these thoughts I've been having. I sure appreciate you.
Of course.
Let me find, let me, let's get to Queen's song because that's on YouTube, man.
It's actually on all streaming platforms. You can go to social media and make a reel with it. It's on all of the social media sites. Yes, it's on YouTube. Yeah, we getting out here. We getting out here. It feels good. Then it feels frustrating. Then I'm just like so emotional right now.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm scared. I'm nervous all in one whop. But guess
Yeah.
what? I'm getting it cracking.
That's
I'm
dope.
standing on 10 toes, period.
That's dope. You know what I like about you? You know what I love
What?
about you? You know what I'm saying?
What?
You pull up your shit, come
I like
on
the way
immediately. You know, it ain't a whole bunch of bullshit in front of it. You know, immediately. I want to play a little bit of Friends by my sis, Queen. Can't hear, sis.
I can wait, let me see. Yeah, I hear it. Yeah. Hold on, sis. I'm listening.
Okay. Say that shit.
Max, you gotta tell them that you the one that inspired me to get back in here.
Y'all better act like y'all know. That's Queen right there, Friends. I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and get on the motherfucking platforms, stream it, download it, freaking Z it, saute it, and play it. You understand what I'm talking about?
Stay
She.
tuned. We on.
It's a
You
winner.
more than you actually more than welcome, Max, if you want to come to the studio with me. My studio session is gonna be Sunday from 4 to 7. I'm the only one in there, be me and my engineer. So I told everybody, nope, I don't want no company.
Cool. Dope.
Yeah.
I'm in the building. I'll be off work. Time to
All
chill.
right.
Dope.
So
Yes.
we can drink. We can drink. We can drink. We can. You can do what you do, and I got 3 hours in there, so we can
Awesome.
spend a little time together. We ain't seen each other
Awesome.
since 6 years. Yeah.
Man, month of Sunday shit. Yes, it's a motherfucking day. But thank you so much for joining me again. Man,
Thank
tell
you.
everybody where they can find you and shit, so they can jump in and tap in with you.
Okay. Well, you can find me, Queen Elevation, minding my own goddamn business.
Boom.
Okay. But you can find me on Instagram underscore power of lipsticks. Lipsticks is with two X's, so that's LIPSTIXX Media. Power Lipsticks Media. And Facebook, I'm Queen Elevate. Elevate is spelled ELAVAE. Queen, Kween. What? TikTok and everything else, I'm Power Lipstick. So follow me. I would love to have you. I interact with my crowd. I
Yes,
act a fool. I give a disclaimer before I even put my Instagram name in your phone because I act a fool.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But you get it in and you do what? You win. Boom. That's it. There was and there it motherfucking went. I hope you guys
Period.
appreciate and enjoyed this episode we did together. High tea with the queen. Y'all take it easy. Stay safe. Stay out the way. Stay out them streets. Love, peace, and head grease. Wolf pussy.
And stay out of
Ah.
people's business too. Tell them stay out of people's business.
That part, mind your own. Just go ahead, take some selfies in the bathroom, and shut the fuck up. Boom.
Like I do.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye, sis.
Later.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Chilling with the queen. Yes, ma'am. All
I'm
right.
out.
Get with your Sunday. Peace.
Okay.
All right.